Can you tell me how you first, I imagine you were learning about the ICTR a bit in that position. How did you come to work for the ICTR?
Yeah. But, you know, I was with the European Union, and the personal involvement for the drama Rwanda was even more than the professional one, because it really it went deep in my heart. Microphone. It went deep in my heart. So, and you know, with the European Union, my salary was at least 40% more than with the UN. But the my feeling was, if I can do more, how can I do more? Is going in a judiciary institutions. So, you know, at that time I was a number two of the European mission, so I knew everybody. I knew the deputy prosecutor, I knew everybody. So finally, I sent my application, they called me, I had an interview, or several interviews, and finally I received an offer. I was in Italy, I received an offer, I went back to Rwanda. And one of the first things that we did is to go to speak to the Rwandese. Up to 1997, nobody, 96, nobody, when I was recruited March 96 for ICTR, before I was in the European Union, nobody has ever talked to the Rwandese. No representative of the tribunal have ever met the population. So the first outreach activity that was done for the tribunal was during that period, because we had an interview on Radio Rwanda with the judge Rakotomanana, Honoré Rakotomanana, who was the deputy prosecutor at that time. And we had an interview, and in that interview, you can hear my voice, because the judge, time by time, he was not very keen to respond. So he said, Alessandro, go ahead, you respond. So I did it. He was really an excellent man. And that is how we did this interview with the Rwandese. And
so can you tell me what, in that role, in your first role with the ICTR, what were some of the responsibilities that you had?
But at the beginning, you see, it was really small. In Kigali, we were, what, maybe 100 people, something like that. So my at the beginning, I work in some cases. I cannot say which cases, but I work in some cases, which are completed now. And after, I was involved in internal-external relations. It means everything, all type of problems, all type of activities, the car, the computers. Because, you know, at that time, we did not have any money. We have donors, countries, like Canada and so on. They were sending money to us, or people, or the United States of America also, with computer, with cars, and so on. So the problem was, how do we share these computers, these cars, these activities? And at a certain moment, the situation was so tense that we start talking about even discriminations, even racism, you see, because, and finally it was decided that we were not going to accept any more contribution like those, because you don't have fidelity for the UN, because you respond to your own country. It was a very difficult situation, honestly, internal, in terms of organization, and external, because we had riots against the tribunal, because people did not know what we were doing. That is one of the reasons why we went to Radio Rwanda. And at that time, the journalist was Innocent Kamanzi, who afterwards has been recruited, and he's in Kigali now. And he's a very nice colleague and friend of mine. So, but you see, the situation was not like it is now. It was really, really complicated in everything. In everything was much more difficult than now.
Can you remember some of the, as you began to work for the ICTR, some of the surprises for you, things that became problems that you were very surprised by, or things that happened in a positive way that you were surprised by?
Yeah, but I believe that everything is positive. Even to learn something negative is positive, because you learn something that you don't have to eventually to do. The difficulties is, you know, it was the first time in my life that I heard about problem between black and white. Even though I'm born in Somalia, I've been living in Morocco, in Libya, I did my study in Muslim law and so on. It's the first time that I was facing this type of situation in which people were talking about you are African, you are European, you are black, you are white, and so on. And this, I learned that issue when I was in Rwanda, because I was not aware. And it happened that I took a position of justice. I didn't take any political position myself. And my position as Chief of External and Internal Relations was more on the thought of my friends from Africa. So I became very, and my colleagues explained to me, really they guided me, they said, look, Alessandro, you know, we have this problem. Yeah, it was very, very interesting because I think I grew a lot in my life on a human experience. Like a professional experience, you know, what can I say? It was interesting. I mean, it was interesting. But what is really important for this type of situation is your human involvement. How do you want things to be done? What do you do? That is even more, because you see, everybody's good, finally. Everybody knows French, English, everybody knows law. You can be a little bit better and so on. But it's a person, the nature of the person, the morality of the person, which can make the difference, more than his knowledge of technicality. You can read a book, you know, Article 3 and so on. You just, you know. And that is the point that really, even now I remember that one.